Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We welcome you, whatever time and wherever in the world you are listening. We are pleased you have found us. You are now listening to Inside the Bunghole, a podcast taking you on a journey through wine. Together, we will learn more about this wonderful elixir of life. So raise your glass to welcome your hosts and partners in wine, Pam and James. You are now Inside the Bunghole.
Well, hello. It's James, and I'm here with
Pam.
And welcome to another edition to Inside the Bunghole. Pam, this is going to be a neat show, huh?
Yes. A while back, James and I and a few other bungholers got together and went to the class that we actually did a show on recently, the Las Vegas Winery.
Yep.
And the class is called Grape Expectations. And you get you and about 20 friends together.
Yep.
And pick your grapes and make your own wine. There's four significant steps. Each one is a class. It's about an hour long.
And that, in fact, we're going to go out because we recorded each step of the way. So you're going to see it. And first you pick your wine. And we, our group, picked a Super Tuscan, which was, what was the percentage of that, Pam?
It was 67% Sangiovese, 14% Merlot, 14% Cab, and 5% Syrah.
And I know they came, the grapes came in flats. So you threw X amount of the Sangiovese and then X amount, and then a very small, I don't know if it was 4 or 5, maybe just that's the breakdown.
Like maybe one crate.
And what it is, if you back up and listen to this, it's basically a group of us are making a barrel of wine, 60 gallons of wine, those big barrels you see. And it breaks down to about 25 cases and 300 bottles.
The 750 milliliter regular size.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, when you're all done bottling it and everything, you know, it's almost a year later, you walk out with a case of your own wine that you made.
And we did this. We're recording this after we've actually made our wine and actually consumed our wine, and it turned out fantastic.
It did.
It was really, really good.
And I think we should head out to Las Vegas right now. What do you say, Pam?
We'll go out there and talk to some of the people that were helping us and some of the people that were in the class with us.
So this is day number one.
Day one.
Step one, day one.
Step one, which is crushing and destemming.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I am here with
Mike.
Mike, tell me what this process is when we first get here to class or winemaking class, and we meet you at this corner. What happens?
So it's called crushing destemming. Basically, we dump the crates of grapes into the crusher destemmer. Basically, what it does is it pulls the berries off of the stem. The stem gets discarded out of the machine, and then it crushes the grapes and pumps them into the purple fermentation vat. From there, we're going to send you over to KJ, and he's going to give you a fermentation class. With that fermentation class, he's going to talk about how alcohol is made. You're going to mix up some yeast and some nutrients, and you're actually going to inoculate the must and start the fermentation process.
And before all this even happens, the group picks their wines. I notice you have pallets of them. These are all the varietals that they choose?
Correct. So each group picks what type of wine they'd like to make. We order the grapes based on that. And then when they show up, each individual group has their grapes on one pallet, which has all the varietals that they're going to be using.
And have you been here long enough where you've seen repeat people?
Oh, yes. This group right here has been making a wine with us since 2007.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, we're in a section where they are grinding the grapes or destemming them. So who do I have here? Your name?
Ron, and much more prettier, Camille.
Camille.
Is this your first winemaking course?
Yes.
And what do you think of it?
Well, it will be interesting to see the process from nuts to bolts, but so far so good. Very sanitary, very clean conditions. I'll be excited to drink the end product.
And what do you think going through this whole course, when you look at a bottle of wine, the time that goes through it, will you look at a bottle of wine differently now?
So I've been to Napa and I've seen some of the processes there. And this seems to be much more hands-on and more interactive and more personal involvement. So I think this experience is actually going to make me much more appreciative of everything that goes into the winemaking process. And it's also a lot of fun.
Yep. And what is going on right now with your group? What are they doing?
Crushing the grapes. The very initial, other than picking out the grapes. This is a fun step.
And have you seen what this machine does to the stems?
Well, actually, it looks to me like it de-stems the grapes in a very unusual process because so many grapes are going in at one time. It's interesting to me to see how the machine would actually remove the stem effectively.
Yeah, so if you look behind it, you see all the stems hitting the floor. Thank you guys so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Now that was fun. That was fun.
Very interesting how the machine separates the grapes from the stems and
and
kicks the stems out the back.
That's crazy. Yeah, crazy how it does that.
And then they pump it into this gigantic vat where our good friend, KJ, who is the,
awesome.
I guess he's officially the winemaker. He's the mad scientist.
Yeah, they call him the professor, and he knows how to dial it in, and he's a sweetheart, man. He really breaks it down where you can understand it.
And he adds his magic to the grapes and changes it from grape juice into wine. So we'll take a little bit of a chat with KJ.
Yeah, let's talk to KJ and see what... See
what the honeymoon period of the wine is all about.
Yeah, let's go back out to day one out there in Las Vegas at Grape Expectation.
So I'm here with pretty much the professor, and when you're done de-stemming the grapes and putting it in and kind of cutting the grape, there's seeds, a couple of stems, you're going to go to another section of the class, and you're going to meet a gentleman named KJ, and he's the gentleman, he's like almost the alchemist, and he's going to go through what goes in next and explain to me what is that process.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to inoculate the must. That's a wine term. And inoculating the must means we're going to add yeast and some enzymes and some amino acids and whole vitamins, all to give the yeast energy to get the job done in an 8-day window. We use very strong yeast cultures that will withstand 18% alcohol. Wine goes from 8% to 18%. Above 18%, it's port, sherry, vodka, tequila. Under 8%, it's Kool-Aid. But the whole point is, what we have to do is, if we did nothing at all, we let the parasitic yeast that's in this room or from the vineyard take its course, might take 6 weeks. We got 3,000 or 4,000 people to put through here in 28 days. We can't wait. So we cannot have a stuck fermentation. So everything we do accelerates and invigorates the fermentation process.
And this is amazing where farmers also become scientists in a way. Wouldn't you say that science is involved?
Well, yeah, well, it's definitely a science. The whole wine industry starts with agriculture and goes all the way through sommeliers that serve it. Okay, and each one has disciplines. So a lot of winemakers don't know anything about agriculture and vice versa. And certainly most sommeliers have never made wine. And that's the point. Each one has a discipline and each one goes on and on. So.
And I notice after the yeast goes in, you put a lid on. I notice you put a little honeymoon sign on the barrel. What happens between then, that week then, and getting it crushed?
Well, the yeast attacks the sugar, producing alcohol, and a byproduct is carbon dioxide, forcing all the skins to the surface. The problem with that is the juice of red grapes is clear. Red wine gets its color by that clear juice being in contact with the skins during fermentation. So then what's going to happen is they're going to take the cap off, the honeymoon cap off, and we're going to have to plunge it down because we do everything manually here. Whereas in a commercial operation, because this is a school, commercial operation is a 10,000-gallon fermentation tub, and they will punch it with a...
All right, cool.
And it'll pump over itself 4 or 5 times a day. Here, you get a chance to not only do yours, you get to do everyone in a row. If you've sold. They're all different effervescent, all different olfactory emanations, so you learn a lot about winemaking by learning all the different characteristics of the different wines.
What an awesome process. Well, I see your students are lining up. In 5 minutes, you're going to go to the next class. Thank you for taking time and talking to me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we are back, and that was pretty much day one. It's all the wine is in that tub that the professor, you know.
And the team, they hand punch it. You can punch it down if you're there and you are tooling around in the neighborhood and you want to go punch your wine.
Yeah.
Feel free. But they'll do it for you. They make sure that everything's going to go well with your wine.
So we are going to come back and then take you to the second process, which was the second visit, which was about a week.
One week after the first visit.
Yeah. So hold tight. We'll be right back. You are inside the bunghole.
If you want to know more about Inside the Bunghole, join us on all our social media platforms. You can get a revisit and view all the latest posts, giveaways, and information on this podcast. Simply search Inside the Bunghole on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Like, share, and subscribe. Leave a comment. We would love to hear from you. Or you can email us at insidethebunghole@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in and visit our website at insidethebunghole.buzzsprout.com, where you can always find our latest podcast and past episodes. Cheers!
Well, we are back.
And we are technically ahead 1 week from the day to class number two, which is pressing.
And let's go back out. By the way, I think I might have mentioned, I don't remember, but the fun thing about this class is every time you go, we got to go back. So here we're going back to meet our friends that we've met, new friends. And we bring little, you know,
snacks and wine and... And it's just a really fun time.
Yeah.
And you learn a lot.
Yeah. So let's shoot back out to Las Vegas for the second class.
The pressing of the wine.
Yep.
All right. Tell me, what just happened here? We took our wine out of the big bucket, and what did we just do right now?
We just pulled the wine from the fermentation vat that's been sitting for 8 days. We used the free flow wine to pump out through the strainer baskets. And then we took the skins and the seeds and any wine that's left with buckets and scooped it into the basket press. And at that point, we built the block, the base for the actual pressing to start. And then we did a taste of the wine that came out of the press.
And then
we filled the barrel.
That's what I say. And then how long is it going to sit in that barrel alone?
At this point, it's going to sit until mid-February when you're going to come back and do the third process, which will be the racking. And that's where we pump the wine out, all the sediments drop to the bottom, we clean the barrel out of all, after the clean wine's out, clean the barrel of all the lees, is the skins, any dead yeast cells that dropped out. Then at that point, we'll refill the clean barrel with your wine and then top it off with the top off, which was the extra wine that we put into the stainless today.
And it was really nice as we were able to taste the sample of just a week old.
Yes, a lot of people don't try wine that young. So we'd like you to taste it through every part of the process.
Thank you. And what is your name?
I'm Chad at Grape Expectations.
Awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
So I am here with pretty much the den mother of our group, our wine group, the Bunghole Pleasures. Can you introduce yourself for me?
Hi, my name is Cindy.
And Cindy, this is not your first rodeo. Tell me, what have you made wine before this and even before that time?
Last year was our first year doing it. We did a Zen blend, which took gold. We're very proud of our wine, and I got talked into doing another group for this season, and we are doing the Super Tuscan blend, which we're very, very excited about, and we just hope everyone has an amazing time getting dirty, wine dirty.
And what is going on behind us? What's today?
Today is the pressing. So what we're doing is we're separating the grapes and the juice. And we're going to be putting our wine into our barrel and letting it age and mature.
Awesome. And then after taking this class, when you see a bottle of wine, do you know the respect that goes into it? And explain that to me.
Absolutely. It takes a lot for this process. And I'm just so privileged to be a part of the experience and sharing the experience with others.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, James.
Yep. I am here with a fellow student in our group. And what is your name?
Kim.
What made you sign up for this grape extension winemaking class?
Well, my friends Craig and Heidi did this last year, and they said it was extremely fun and invited me to come. So I thought I'd join and learn how to make wine.
Do you drink wine yourself?
No, I drink beer.
But are you having fun?
Yes, I am.
Are you amazed now, or do you have respect when you look at a bottle of wine, the process that it takes to do it?
I am amazed at the process it takes to do it, yes.
Yep. And what are you doing today?
I'm pressing the grapes.
Yeah. And you, last week, what is it you did?
We ground up the grapes.
And then we had a class. How was the class with that gentleman?
Oh, it was very fun. He taught me a lot.
About the chemistry?
Yes, and how you have to go circular around with the yeast and the other enzymes that go into making the wine.
Very good. We'll keep having fun.
Thank you. You too.
Well, I am catching up with another classmate of ours. And what is your name?
Char.
Char, this is not your first rodeo.
No, it is not.
So tell me about grape expectations. Why you did it in the first place, and why did you sign back up?
I love the networking with everybody who enjoys the same thing as I do. The taste of wine, the making of wine, the interest of wine. And I came back because I just love the fun.
Do you appreciate wine more now that you've gone through the process?
100%. 100%. I appreciate the taste of wine, and I appreciate every bottle I buy now because I know the work that goes into it.
And now you've been through the process, so explain how important chemistry is when we had the class last week.
Oh my goodness. First off, you have to have that Back to the Future scientist behind you. Science is extremely important when making wine, which is when the first time I did this, I never realized how much science was put into creating wine. So it's even more so important how I tell my daughter, it's important you go and study. Because one day you're going to drink, and you're going to want to know how the science is behind that.
Do you have a lot of wine-drinking friends, and have you told them about this class?
Oh, yeah. I have 7 friends here.
Very good. And then tell me a little about today. What happened today? What did we do?
Oh, my goodness. So we're pressing the grapes, and what are we calling this thing? Pressing the wine back into our... why am I forgetting?
The barrel.
Which is why I think it's so perfect that our team name is the Bunghole Plungers, because it's perfect for everybody's personalities here and what we're doing today.
Awesome. And I guess we'll come back in, 7 months and then open up the Bunghole?
Yes, 7 months, open up the Bunghole. But in between, a lot of us are going to come and continue to mix the wine.
Very good. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
I'm here with Donna. She's in our class as well. And Donna, first of all, what do you think of this whole class?
I think it's an amazing experience. I learned about it from my friends at the Bunghole, the podcast.
Yes.
And decided to give it a shot based on their recommendation. And it's really been a good experience.
Were you amazing also the science behind winemaking with the one class about all the yeast you put into it?
Fascinating. I actually thought the person that was doing the demonstration was brilliant, and I learned a lot.
So what is in your hand right now?
A sample of the wine that we are making from our barrel.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
All right, so what is it you're doing?
Okay, so they gave us, first they scooped off the top layer that was really thick with grape skins. Then we got 2 garbage, like little waste paper baskets. And we are shoving these down into the skins. And there's actually now wine in the basket. The little mesh side.
Keeping the big grapes out. Yeah. And then you're sucking. Is that your job?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Do you feel it going through that tube?
You actually can. There is a little bit of a vibration. So you can feel the liquid coming through, especially down here on the hose section.
Yeah. And that hose is making its way where?
It is then heading over to the compressor, which is then filtering it up and through and into the barrel itself.
Okay, I'm going to let you...
Is this your first wine class here?
It is.
Because your arms...
Are you having fun?
I am having a great time. I've been wanting to do this for years, and I'm just really, really excited that I got to join the group.
Thank you.
I am here with another student in our class, and what is your name?
Heidi.
Is this your first time making wine?
This is my second. First time with this group.
And I noticed that you made this little round circle decoration with a photo. Tell me what the significance of that is behind.
So that labels our barrel. So we know what barrels are. And we got our name and our picture on there, too.
So you put that right on the barrel?
On the barrel, yeah. So we'll know where it is.
Why is it you're coming back to this class again? What made it worthwhile?
We had so much fun last year. It was just our first experience, and we're not big wine drinkers, so it's kind of fun to go through the whole process. Now we appreciate it.
So when you see a bottle of wine, you know what the process that went behind it.
Yes, and now I know what to look for in it, like the different kinds of grapes and the percentages, and yeah. So I'm becoming a wine connoisseur.
Was it an eye-opener to know also that there's science behind it?
Yeah, I had no idea this was this involved. I thought you just crushed some grapes with your feet.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, that was a lot of excitement, and we got to taste it.
Yep, and you could already tell it was going to be a good wine.
I knew that. I knew, like, you know, in its early form, I'm like, this is going to be good.
And it certainly did. It certainly did live up to that expectation.
So we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back out to our third visit to our
which was several months later. It was like 6 months in.
Sitting in an oak barrel.
Sitting in the oak barrel. And this was the racking, which we'll tell you all about, which was a step that I didn't even really know about.
Yep. And that's where the bunghole comes up.
Well, the bunghole's always involved.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Anyway, we'll be back in just a minute.
If you want to know more about Inside the Bunghole, join us on all our social media platforms. You can get a revisit and view all the latest posts, giveaways, and information on this podcast. Simply search Inside the Bunghole on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Like, share, and subscribe. Leave a comment. We would love to hear from you. Or you can email us at insidethebunghole@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in, and visit our website at insidethebunghole.buzzsprout.com, where you can always find our latest podcast and past episodes. Cheers!
So welcome back, and we are explaining to you the fun and enlightening class we took on winemaking. It was four classes over the span of about 8-9 months.
And that's pretty tough to go four times to Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, it was awful. Anyway, the third class is
racking.
Is whacking?
Racking.
Racking, that's right. Racking, and we're going to hear a little bit more about that. And also about the Bacchus Awards, which is the fun...
Oh, yeah, afterwards, when it's all
done. When it's all said and done.
All the classes compete against best label, best wine. I mean, it's...
And they even have a class for the people that are judging the wine. So it's just all around a huge educational experience and too much fun. So let's hear about the racking process.
And this is our third visit?
Third visit. Third about... visit. 6 months, 5-6 months after we started.
Okay, so it's been sitting in an oak barrel.
It's been sitting in a barrel for about 6 months.
Here we go.
Okay, so we're back now. It's been some time, quite a few months, and now we're in the racking process. What is the racking process?
So the racking process is a very necessary step for your wine, but a very labor unintensive step for the customers. So what we do is we pump, being racking the clean wine off the sediment,
into a temporary holding tank, stainless steel, sanitized. Once we get that wine into that stainless steel, we have everyone taste it. Still very young wine. We ask them not to judge it too harshly because we all make mistakes in our youth. Some continue to make them every day on podcasts. So with that said, what we're going to do at this point is we're going to clean the barrel. We dump the surlees, the sediment, down the drain. Rinse the barrel with the barrel bidet. Has a little sprinkler head, inserts in the bunghole. And then once the barrel's clean, we pump the clean wine back into the clean barrel. And then at that point, we're going to top it off. And the top off is from the second step, the pressing process. And we collect a bunch from a lot of different barrels, and then we top off the barrel so there's no air in the barrel at that point. And then it's going to rest until May to June. So it's 8.5 to 9.5 months, depending on when you crush and press total. We're about 4.5 months in from crushing at this point. So
I don't think I can add anything else to that, but why add the extra wine in there that was depleted, you know, the schmutz and all that stuff? Why do you need that little gap filled up?
So we add that gap strictly because it will oxidize the wine. From here on out, it is oxidizing as we pump it, but we add the SO2, the sulfites, to protect it from here through the next 2 to 3 years aging process. And then at that point, we want to top it off so it will not oxidize. That air gap leaving that surface area would oxidize it quite rapidly at this point. So,
well, thank you so much for telling us that.
Awesome.
All right, thanks. All righty, buddy. I am here with Janae. And Janae, is this your second time making wine? Or
yes, second time.
And what wine did you make last year?
So I made the Super Tuscan, which is actually the same blend that we're working on now. And I loved it, so I wanted more.
If anyone has never taken this class, explain to me how fun it is and why you came back the second time.
Well, just number one, I love wine. And so for me, it's a great opportunity to meet people and interact with other people who love wine. And, you know, the benefit of having some wine while you do it. And, you know, I just, the whole experience was just right up my alley.
So I tried the wine you made last year. It was really good. And I know this is the same recipe, the same varietals percentage-wise.
Yep.
Is this why you came back to this group? Because you wanted more wine? You were saying something like that.
Yep, that's exactly why. It's still a little young. It's supposed to age for another month or two. But I tried a bottle about a month ago, and I was like, I really like this. And so that's when I started checking the emails to see if there was any either social barrels or other opportunities so I could get more. And I saw you guys had a couple cases available, so I jumped on it.
Exciting. And do you go to the Bacchus afterwards?
I have, yes. I did go.
And explain to me what happens. The end of, we all finish wine. What happens over there?
So we bottled the wine, and then I think it was August when the Bacchus Awards were. And so they have some outside people come in and actually judge the wines and the labels. I didn't win anything, but that's fine. It was still, they have basically unlimited wine that they make here at Vegas Valley Winery, and a really great entertainment lineup and music and food. So it's just a good, fun night.
Thank you for chatting with me.
No problem.
So the racking process is very interesting. Good use of the bunghole.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, that was good. It's all cleaned out and it's going to sit in there for a while.
And what that does, which I don't believe anybody said in the class or in our notes, that gives the wine more chance to have contact with the actual barrel. So it gets a little bit more of that barrel taste. It gets all the dead, the yeast and everything out of there. Cleans it all, and when they put the wine back in the barrel, you just have more contact. The wine has more contact with the oak.
Yes, getting that wonderful color. And so now we're going to head back out for our last class, and
which was about maybe another 2 or 3 months after the racking.
And this is, he's going to explain how we bottle it, and that's what we did. We literally had, if you have your label, you can put your labels on your own case and pick your foil for the top. There's red, there's gold, there's blue. And then you cork it. There's a cork machine. And then you stick it in the case. And
you take it home.
Yes.
And you let it set at least another 3 or 4 months before you start tapping into it.
Yeah, so let's take this out to our last final process with our friends and our appetizers and our little potlucks.
And it was magic. It was a great, great field trip that we did.
Yeah, check this out.
Okay, so we have bottling going on. What are the steps for bottling?
So bottling, you make an assembly line. You start with 20 cases that are clean, sanitized bottles. You unbox 20 cases equaling 240 bottles. You first off unbox them, and then you fill them with the wine through a gravity fed bottler, and then you cork them with a floor corker, and then you put on the capsule, and then at the end of the line, anyone that's labeling will end up labeling their wine with their private label, and then they get reboxed and then taken home, and then they rest for about 6 months till you start drinking them.
And now I noticed the barrel is on top, the silver barrel. Is that a machine in there, or is that just gravity pull?
Yeah, so it's gravity fed. We filter and pump the wine into the stainless steel tank, usually the day before. Then we have a variable volume lid that floats on that. And then the day of, you guys come in, we pull the lid, tip it a little bit onto a 4x4 to get all the wine out we can. And then at that point, it's gravity fed down to the bottler.
And last we left off, we were actually flipping the barrel over, cleaning outside the bunghole, and then refilling it. So when we were gone for a moment, your crew went in and transferred it back into the silver?
We actually did it that day. You guys were here. We pulled it out. We cleaned the barrel, and that was called the racking process. Once the barrel was cleaned with the barrel bidet, we cleaned it, put the wine back in at that point, and then topped it off with the top off. And it's been resting since until we filtered it last week and then pumped it out into the stainless yesterday.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Tell me, what does coming to this class do for your perception of a glass of wine?
Makes you appreciate, you know, the effort and time that goes into it.
I think it's interesting because it really demonstrates how the different grapes will affect the end result.
I think also very much about the appreciation of the process that happens. Like, I just thought, like, yeah, you fermented a few grapes and, like, you had wine. I mean, although I did know that there's a little bit of variety in grapes, but the process is so different than I would have thought it would be. It's good.
I learned from our last meeting that when you're in the process of making the wines ready to go into barrel, that if you crush the grape seeds, it makes bitter. The wine bitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So so it's a big learning curve.
Yeah. Yes. Right. If I might add, I also had no idea about yeast being in wine. I had no idea about that. Like, the chemical process was a whole new thing too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's KJ. KJ's specialty. Mr. KJ. He's the wild mad scientist.
I call him the Keebler Elf. Actually, he's so cute. Yes.
Wow, there you have it. There you have a winemaking class.
And it is not the people at Grape Expectations. Not only do they teach you all this fun knowledge about making wine and the steps, but they also babysit your wine. They make sure that nothing's going wrong. They make sure that, you know, they do all the steps for you so that when you actually go to the class, you're just at that active part of the process. And then they take care of it and stick it back in the bottle or back in the barrel for you. And they sterilize everything, make everything so that you walk in, do your stuff, and then get out.
Yeah. And my case, I sat it in the closet sideways for about 3 more months. And I think I cracked into it on Thanksgiving. I had a couple bottles.
Yep. And that was the wine I used for my kid's wedding. And everybody at the wedding
raved
about it.
Raved.
I mean, what are they going to tell me, that it was crappy?
No, it was good.
But it's good.
It is good.
It is good.
Darn it.
We know.
And then I just want to recap real quick, and then we'll get the heck out of here, is the Bacchus Award, the very end. It's not just Pam and I and our little group. There's multiple groups doing the same thing we're doing. We all meet up in Las Vegas at the Orleans Hotel, where they throw a wonderful party, and it's like an Academy Awards. It's best label, best this, best that. And you're meeting your group again, you're meeting other groups, and you're talking about, you know, joining back next year and making another case of wine.
Yes, and it was, our wine got an honorable mention, which was good. We don't know how many people actually made a Super Tuscan, but ours was honorably mentioned. Yeah. So again, if you get a chance to check them out, Grape Expectations, just Google search that. They're in Henderson, and it was an amazing experience, and we had just a great group of people with us.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed this one podcast. It was a little bit of a field trip, and if you like it, we could do more like that. So usually we go to a winery and talk to the vintner and all that kind of stuff, and this time we just went out on the field. So, Pam, it's been a pleasure.
It always is. Mm-hmm. It always is.
Let's raise a glass.
Okay, cheers, everybody.
Yep, chin chin.
Till next time, inside the bunghole.
If you want to know more about Inside the Bunghole, join us on all our social media platforms. You can get a revisit and view all the latest posts, giveaways, and information on this podcast. Simply search Inside the Bunghole on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Like, share, and subscribe. Leave a comment. We would love to hear from you. Or you can email us at insidethebunghole@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in, and visit our website at insidethebunghole.buzzsprout.com, where you can always find our latest podcast and past episodes. Cheers!
Hey listeners, it's Pam from Inside the Bunghole. Do you love amazing wines and food like we do? Make plans early for the Palm Springs Food and Wine Festival, November 11th and 12th. Purchase your VIP or general admission grand tasting passes. We recommend the VIP at palmspringsfoodandwine.org. And that's palmspringsfoodandwine.org. Watch celebrity chef and wine expert demonstrations from Martin Yan, Tanya Holland, Susan Feniger, and astronaut Jose Hernandez, and many more. Taste from the most innovative chef-owned restaurants in Palm Springs while sampling top boutique wineries from around the world. November 11th and 12th, palmspringsfoodandwine.org. Join us!